here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 4th of July, 2010. July 4th, Independence Day, the day on which, in 1776, the Second Continental Congress formally adopted the Declaration of Independence, more than a year after the Revolutionary War began in Lexington, Massachusetts, and more than 7 years before the war finally came to an end with the signing of the Treaty of Paris in 1783. There was a small celebration of the 4th 1 year afterward in 1777 in Philadelphia, but the celebrations didn't become common until after the War of 1812. A big parade in Washington today down Constitution Avenue, fireworks over the Washington Monument, the big concert in Boston, the Boston Pops, fireworks over the Charles, Philadelphia, Chicago, New Orleans, and the longest-running 4th of July, the big parade in Bristol, Rhode Island. They've done this every year since 1785. It was on this day in 1855 Walt Whitman published his first edition of Leaves of Grass. 10 years earlier, Ralph Waldo Emerson had written an essay called The Poet, calling for a new style of poetry in America. Emerson wrote, "We have yet had no genius in America who knew the value of our incomparable materials, our log rolling, our stumps and their politics, our fisheries, our boasts. Oregon and Texas are yet unsung, yet America is a poem in our eyes." Whitman decided to become that poet that Emerson was calling for. He wrote later, "I was simmering, simmering, simmering. Emerson brought me to a boil." He came out with Leaves of Grass, typeset, designed the book himself, had a green cover with a gold title, gold leaves, vines coming from the title. Song of Myself was in there. I Sing the Body Electric was in there. It got mixed reviews, but Emerson loved Leaves of Grass, sent Whitman a letter saying, "I greet you at the beginning of a great career." And when Whitman came out with a second edition a year later, he included a number of positive reviews of his book, many of them written by him himself, and also Emerson's letter, maybe the first blurb in history. And it's the birthday of Nathaniel Hawthorne, born Salem, Massachusetts, 1804, who was born Nathaniel Hathorne. He put the W in the name himself. His ancestors were strict Puritans. A great-grandfather was a judge during the Salem witch trials, and Nathaniel wanted to distinguish himself from them. And in 1850, he published the Scarlet Letter, which condemns the severity of the Puritans. Here's a poem for today by Cindy Gregg, Thoughtful Voyeur, Woman and Cantaloupe. Watch her select it over sassier summer fruits, carved offerings of purple, yellow, red in a supermarket stunned with fluorescent light. Seeing her slice it open, ponder how the melon secrets its exquisite pastel beneath a rough, webby exterior, silent protest to the showy outer life of its every former neighbor, apple, banana, strawberry, grape. Later on, recall the knife's decisiveness, the sudden exposure of such a pleasing hue, its juicy glisten brightening, gladdening her stark white kitchen with a brief and modest blush. A poem, Thoughtful Voyeur, Woman and Cantaloupe, by Cindy Gregg from her collection Suddenly Autumn, published by Wordplay Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.